Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
And we're back. All right. Everybody settle down. It's time to have some more fun. I want to get right into this story about somebody who we've talked about on the show before. The lady who had like 80 dogs, like in the back of a truck. And she's like, oh, yeah, I've got a rescue. I'm rescuing dogs. But it wasn't at all. It was like a racket to, I don't know. I think she was kind of like using the lives of animals to further her own for profit. Bob says that person was described as muff-tat dog bitch. Yes. You're exactly right. Muff-tat dog bitch. She was sentenced, and she has to pay restitution. And she's got a lot of nerve here, this chick, and what she's trying to do to pay that restitution. Lisa Kober is her name.
This morning, a woman convicted of animal cruelty for hoarding nearly 80 dogs in her Norton Shores home now headed back to court. She's already been sentenced, but Lisa Kober has a new request for the judge. 13 on your side's Aaron Sullivan joining us live from Muskegon this morning. Aaron, good morning to you. So what is Kober and her attorney now asking the court for?
Tanner, good morning. Well, I can tell you they're asking for donated funds to be used towards her restitution. Now, if you may remember, 2 years ago, we started following this case in January of 2023 after police raided a Norton Shores home that was covered as an animal shelter. But in reality, what they found was just devastating, something they're calling deplorable. Police found and removed 78 dogs from this woman's home. Now, she did own an animal rescue called Cobra's Canine Rescue, but when police officers called the condition they found the dogs in, many of them were sick. Several even dead. Now, Kober was convicted of felony animal cruelty to 25 or more animals in May of this year. Now, she was sentenced with 5 years probation, 100 hours of community service, and could possibly owe restitution. Now, Big Lake Humane Animal Shelter says Kober and her attorney are asking for donated funds to pay that restitution. The animal shelter took in many of those dogs that were rescued from Kober's home back in May, providing them with critical medical treatment and care. To provide for that immediate care, the shelter says it raised money through donations. Now, as the court determined...
Okay, so just so we're on the same page, she's suggesting that Big Lake Humane Animal Rescue, who were just called upon to take care of these nearly 100 animals because of her neglect of them, she's with a straight face making the suggestion that people out of their the kindness of their heart who donated to the animal rescue with helping this cause, that should account for the restitution. She's actually suggesting that. And I'm amazed that even any judge would let this even be heard. That sounds like total bullshit. And I'm pretty sure that the shelter says, yeah, that is bullshit. This argument is deeply concerning. Well, I'll let her read it.
Determines how much restitution Kober will owe. The Big Lake Humane Animal Shelter says Kober is asking the court to use donations to reduce or pay restitution she will owe. Now, the animal shelter calling that request, quote, deeply concerning, adding that donations raised during the crisis were a result of the community's compassion and generosity, not a subsidy for Ms. Kober's negligence. Now, the shelter...
The fact that she would say, oh, yeah, I know that it's because of me that these 80 dogs need funds to survive, but if we didn't get those funds, they wouldn't survive. It's kind of like chicken or the egg. Asshole, The reason why that's happening is because of your bullshit in putting these nearly 100 dogs through hell. Fuck you.
Had to close temporarily because of all of the volume they had in their shelters after taking these dogs that were rescued by police. Staff members of that shelter and that woman will be here at 9 a.m. in court today in Muskegon.
Oh, yeah.
We're also going to have 13 on Your Side crews here, so be sure to check our website at 13onyourside.com to hear more updates about this case. For now, live in Muskegon, I'm Aaron Sullivan, 13 on Your
Side. I wonder what the rest, maybe they said it and I wasn't paying attention to the actual amount of the restitution. My God. Borculo Josh is here. He says, hey, Eric, off subject, because I'm just here for a second. The schoolhouse you got for your daughter's wedding is haunted. You can look it up. It's interesting. Your name is Borculo Josh, and yeah, that is where it is. The schoolhouse is there, and it's funny that you even say that. Because when Diana was explaining that place to me, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, I can't wait to explore that. I wonder if it's haunted. So it's fucking nuts that a day later, you are saying what I was thinking. It's like we had some type of connection. I'll get back to fucking Muff-Tat dog bitch in a second. But actually, what I'll do is I'll get back to Borculo Josh in a second because I've got more that I want to talk about in case you haven't heard the news. Linda says, then I'm crashing the wedding. I love ghost hunting. Oh, this is going to be awesome. Thank you, Josh, for that tidbit, that morsel. Hold up.
Bunny up. What you doing, big guy? You all right? You sure?
You to get a look at the crew. We got a full three dog puppy pile on the couch. So just the nerve to say, yeah, well, I mean, I am raising money. That should go to more to my restitution. God damn. Donut Dan says, how many did she have? She had about 80, according to the story, but she was like, if I understand this correctly, she was taking those dogs around to various locations, trying to get people to adopt them. And then there were fees attached to it. She was using that. She was using the animals to make money somehow. And she didn't have enough infrastructure to be able to care for that many animals. And that's what she was doing. And she got in big trouble for that. As she should. I can just imagine the smell in that place. I mean, just today, we had an incident. After getting up, I'm walking towards the door to let the dogs out. And Benny is in the lead. And as he approaches the door, he stops. Like he just saw a ghost. But he didn't just see a ghost. He's remembering that he pissed there and he feels bad and he doesn't want, and he's got his ears go down. He's got the look in his face like, oh, I fucked up. Oh, I fucked up. And I'm looking at him like, what the fuck are you doing, man? And then I smell this because his urine, for some reason, smells bad, really bad. And then it hits me and I go, uh-oh. And then I turn on the light, and the fact that I stopped because he stopped is good because in the hallway right to the door is an Exxon Valdez size spill of mellow yellow on the ceramic. And I'm like, fuck. Actually, it was in between the runner rug we have leading to the door and the bathroom. He actually went into the bathroom and peed on that rug that you put down in your bathroom. He peed on that. So it's like soaked and all drippy. And it was so much piss that it just formed this gigantic mellow yellow island. very bad smelling. And I'm like, oh, fuck. All right. Well, come on, dude. Let's go outside. He gets outside, and then I got to clean it up. And so that was a catastrophe. But I swear I let him out before we went to bed. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I feel so bad that he, you know, he had to go that route. You know? All right. So if you haven't heard, Madison is getting married. Madison was proposed to by Ash. They're getting married in the early springtime. And so they went and looked at a venue, and it's a renovated schoolhouse, and it's right around here. So the meter starts running on wedding costs. We are at the final stretch. Now, I was on the hook at the start of this parenting thing for 24 semesters of college between three kids. Jim, year one, didn't do anything, and then he bailed. All right. So I've had to, like, over time make that up. And I have. I've gotten the calls about, hey, I need tires. Hey, I need a car. Hey, I need... I'm like, hey, I got you. I got you. I'm going to help you through this. Jacqueline, full thing, no big deal. We took care of it. Eight semesters. And then the wedding. Okay. She has expensive taste. It was not cheap. Madison has this sense of frugality, I guess, if that's even a word. She's more frugal. And we're also at the end. I have one more semester to pay for. So that's it. That is the equivalent of 24 semesters of college. So I got that, and then this wedding. So the college is kind of like right about the same time that this next wedding is, and then that is it. I punch out, and they're gone. They're out of the nest. But there has been news that in order to get, you know, these two are young people, and the idea was floated about moving back in. And I said, of course. Yeah, I am all about answering appropriately. When I say appropriately, that means giving in and not pushing back in any way about these things. Because at the end of the day, all of this go with the flow attitude by me is going to lead, hopefully, if I live long enough, an opportunity to get paid back in full. You are not putting me in a home. I am going to live with one of you. If you have to pass me off from family to family, I don't give a shit. I'll live 4 months at each one of these places if I live long enough. Your mother and I both. So that's it. You got to do it. I keep hearing that ding, and I think it's my Facebook feed. So I'm going to close that up. Hopefully that'll do it. So we are excited about this wedding. I am excited about this venue now. A haunted schoolhouse. Yes! Donut Dan asking about the Exxon Valdez Lake Mellow Yellow. By Benny, the one-eyed wonder dog. Did the NFK walk through it and spread it all over the house? No, I got it cleaned up before he woke up. Which, by the way, he sits in that sunroom and watches the TV. And, you know, he gets all day. He's putting, grizzly wintergreen long cut into his mouth. He grabs a pinch of it, puts it in his mouth the whole day. He's chewing that. And there's always a little bit left on his fingers, which he does this. And then those little bits go all over the floor. And so if you were to move the chair out right now, there would be a radius. It would be all around the chair of tobacco bits. And the other day I saw him actually go and get a goddamn broom. And I'm like, is he cleaning up after himself? Is that that is unbelievable if that is happening. But I don't know. I looked at it just the other day and it looks like shit. Also, yesterday, it was time to where he prepares his fucking coffee is right next to the stove. Now, this is an area where he prepares water and coffee. Like, he gets his ice water, he gets his coffee. It all happens in this one spot. And the problem with that is the salt from salting the food mixes with the water and it runs down the side of the cabinets and it comes in contact with the stove. He's so goddamn sloppy that that salt water, that brackish water concoction is, you know how like on an old Silverado it rusts out? The oven is actually rusting out from this. There's a rust. There's a patch of rotting metal on the side of this thing where the oven meets the fucking countertop because it just runs down the gap. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And Pooh Bear says, well, then he's going to buy us another goddamn stove. I pull it out yesterday to clean under there. And he spills his coffee and it fucking runs down there. And then it it collects on the floor. And it's warping the floor. And it's like, what a goddamn wrecking ball you are. Holy shit. So I'm on my hands and knees scrubbing this shit. And it's at this time that I'm like, do I corner him and say, buddy, we need to do this. And then I catch myself. I go, don't even bother. Don't even bother. I have had these discussions with him about even more ridiculous things. And it goes in one ear and out the other. It's easier to just clean it. It's absolutely easier. And the one thing I have to do is not think about it too much. Because if I think about it too much, I start to get fucking pissed off. And then it just flies out of my fucking face. And then everybody's uncomfortable and it's a bad day. And I have to come up here and fucking freak out or punch a pillow or talk on the podcast. I don't know. But honestly, me telling you about this gets it out of my system, frankly. Dan says, LOL, you never get to punch out from the kids. I'm driving back from Kansas now after dropping a car off for a child whose transmission broke on his truck. You always pay, bro. Yeah, you know, you're right. And you're like 80. What's the date again of the dirty donut this year? I got to see if it interferes with the wedding. Nick says, easy stove looks like an old shrimp boat. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Hmm? Text Madison.
What do you want to say?
What is the date of the wedding? Question mark.
Okay, sending. Okay, canceled.
It just sent the question mark. Hey, Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Text Madison.
What do you want to say?
What is the date of the wedding? Question mark.
Okay. Sending.
Dirty donut. June 21. Bob says, stop that. Sets off my Siri every time you do that. Bob says, move the coffee maker to a new location away from the stove. Already done. Way ahead of you. Already did that. Honestly, it provides me with character around this house. I just got off the phone with veteran radio guy. I'm not going to say who it is nor where. I'm going to keep it completely close to the vest because I just made the relationship. It's like the first conversation with radio guy. This happens from time to time where I hear from radio guy who just had the rug pulled out from under him. Audience member reached out and said, "Hey, I know this radio guy who I kind of know, and I just got, and he just got fucking fired." And I guess I came to mind about picking up the pieces post-radio. I don't have a lot to say about the actual conversation. I don't want to get too specific. But I bring it up because this is the new normal for radio. Especially as the new year approaches, you're seeing radio people blown out leading up to the holiday and after the holiday. Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to UncommonGoods.com and I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. UncommonGoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
iHeart a couple weeks ago just had another mass blowout where they cleaved off another 10% of the workforce. This is a scenario where radio guy was a success on a show in a large market, not a major market, but a large market. And rating success, like a lot of people listen to the show. A lot of people know this guy. You don't. You've never heard of him. But it's because it's far away. But radio company doesn't care anymore about the success of the shows. That used to be something that allowed you to remain employed. And it quickly is deteriorating now. These will be the last people out the door. When they start to blow out successful morning shows, that's when, in my opinion, you're kind of just picking up the pieces. There was a terrific piece that was sent my way by Radio Voice Linda, and we need to actually park on it. Because a lot of what I've said on here is being uttered by this particular radio guy who was interviewed for CBS this morning. It was a great piece. I was really interested in it. Guy is known as Elvis Duran. Different style of radio, being that it's a top 40 show. But, you know, I mean, maybe a little lighter fare than what you're used to with something that I might say. But nonetheless, very, very successful. And this guy's been doing this for nearly 30 years. He won't get fired, but they talk about this quite a bit. They actually talk about the radio industry quite a bit in this piece. So I figured it's a good time to play it.
Millions of Americans tune in to Drive Time radio legend Elvis Duran. On this morning, Elmo Rock is behind the wheel.
You seem remarkably calm. I mean, this is a really big show that's about to go on.
It is. This is sort of our Super Bowl of the year. All right, let's get it started.
If the annual Jingle Ball at New York's Madison Square Garden is the Super Bowl of holiday concerts...
I don't even know how iHeart pulls this off, frankly. They host this Jingle Ball. He's in charge of it. He's like the main guy, and he hosts it. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, every time I turn around, iHeart's laying people off. DJ plays Christmas song. I got a thing for the world. Cher is there and Jelly Roll is there.
Then Elvis Duran is in the head coach role.
It's pretty hot out there. It's coming in hot.
From introducing acts.
Olivia Rodrigo!
To mingling with pop princesses.
Sabrina Carpenter, everyone.
And interviewing rock royalty.
Cher, everyone!
I don't know if Cher is rock. By the way, Cher looks really good.
On this day, this Elvis is king.
Good night! I'm not a camera guy, I'm a radio guy.
Yeah.
This is a different day for me.
If you don't recognize his face, you may know his voice.
Happy Tuesday, it's a busy day.
Since 1996, the 60-year-old disc jockey has been host of Elvis Duran and The Morning Show.
What is wrong with taking chances in life, you people?
The country's most popular top 40 morning program.
I can't believe it's been 30 years because it's been nothing but fun.
Every day, millions of listeners across America wake up to Duran and his crew dishing about music.
I love this song.
Pop culture. Did she just...
They take a clip of him talking, and he just says, I love this song.
Wake up and go, Beyonce.
Pretty much whatever's on their minds.
Are you really going to roll Mo out of the studio?
And if it goes off the rails, as I learned last spring, so be it.
Damn, you just...
I think I ejected Mo.
Okay, so you get the idea. It's a pretty wacky show. But I'm interested in what he says about the industry.
For 25, 30 years, the energy... with each other is what makes it work. I don't need to be the center of attention.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
With 70 markets across the country listening, Duran's a rarity these days. A nationally known radio DJ.
Growing up, I remember big name radio DJs.
Now, Casey Kasem, Wolfman Jack.
It's kind of you and Ryan Seacrest.
That's about it.
What happened?
Radio isn't what radio used to be. A lot of radio companies gave up on personalities. They just wanted to play music. It's cheaper. That's not good for our business. So I've done everything I can to keep personality on a radio show in the mornings. Whenever I've...
Okay, so it's kind of like a double-edged sword. He's right. So he does this show that a lot of people like. But, you know, that's how it is in morning radio. When you're syndicated, you're going to take up the jobs. And that's... it's a little hypocritical, but you kind of have to be, you know, it's perfect if you're a guy like him who wants to have multiple stations to be in an industry that is hemorrhaging money and is doing anything they can to cut corners. They would rather just pay one guy one fee to, do a show like this. And eventually he'll get cut out. Eventually, radio is going to realize that it's just, I mean, there are no new audience members. I had a conversation with Madison the other day. I go, can you tell me the last time you listened to the radio? And she says, no, I don't listen to the radio. Nobody listens to the radio. That's fucking scary. Damn it. But he's right about that. Radio, all they want to do is play music, and that's not going to do it. Come on.
I've come into a room with you. I've walked out feeling better than I did coming in.
Not only does this show remind me of home, it reminds me of my beginnings.
And it's Duran's personality that over the years has won him loyal fans, including some of the biggest names in pop music.
Lady Gaga grew up dreaming of hearing her song on our show. And when she walked into the room, she was sort of nervous. And I was thinking, well, shouldn't it be the opposite way? It's Lady Gaga.
Whenever she talks, I feel 16.
Well, tell everyone why you're saying that.
Because I used to listen to you guys all the time.
But it's every...
That's fantastic. All right, I'm going to link that up. I'm not going to watch the rest of it, but it's fucking bad. Maureen says she listens to radio in her car. Starman says, I used to date Casey Kasem's cousin. Nick says, I wonder if this show ever got jocktobered. I don't know. It's a good question. Elvis Duran jock. Doesn't look like it. I've never listened to the show, but I know it's very, very popular. Nick says, I haven't listened since Stern went to satellite radio. Nobody wants half their commute to be commercials. This is so true. Jeremy says, I have every song I could possibly want in the palm of my hand and the highest quality possible. Why the hell would I want to listen to abridged versions of songs I kind of like through static? You're not kidding. You are not kidding. Even though I pick on them all the time, the one show, that show, with it being all talk, it's going to take a lot to get... the lion's share of their audience to go away. I mean, I know they've lost plenty of people, which we've talked about, but that has to do with their content. But there will come a day when it's just not profitable anymore. That show costs a lot of money to put on the air. So, all right. I see I got something in from Chris. Trending, Eagles running back Saquon Barkley misheard a reporter's question. See what this is all about.
Have you ever had more fun playing football in your life?
No, I don't. I think tied my highest. Last year I had two, and two of them were one last year and one this year was caused by the ground. But that was definitely a scary moment when the ball comes out right there. And, you know, I just thought, find a way, whatever way, make sure I get on the ball. But I think it helped me. I haven't been angry like that in a game.
Okay, I think he said, have you ever had more fun, the reporter? And then the dude thought he said, have you ever had more fumbles in a game?
Have you ever had more fun playing football in your life?
I think tied my highest.
If he did fumble twice and he's actually answering this question, thinking that the guy said, you ever had any more fumbles in your life? And he still answered it politely.
Yeah, last year I had two, and two of them were one last year and one this year was caused by the ground. But that was definitely a scary moment when the ball comes out right there. And, you know, I just thought, find a way, whatever way, make sure I get on the ball. But I think it helped me. I haven't been angry like that in a game since I was a little kid. I think that was able to, you know, help me get the first down on the next play.
Yes, have you ever had more fun playing football?
Oh, I thought he said fumbles.
Oh, that's great. All right, there's a dude locally. He's a real late bloomer when it comes to crime. This is in the great state of Michigan, too. Van Buren County, which isn't that far away. Cops banged on the door of a dude suspecting that he was into selling narcotics and The home belonged to an 80-year-old guy. Authorities arrested the 80-year-old for selling methamphetamine near Paw Paw. They found a small amount of meth with smoking devices and scales inside the garage. Wow. So he is definitely deceased, doing the old Jesse fucking Pinkman. After interviewing the suspect, the sheriff's office said it found 1.6 pounds of meth inside the basement of the home with several guns. 80! The suspect, whose name was not released, admitted to trafficking narcotics, according to the sheriff's office. Once the report is complete, the sheriff's office said it will be sent to the Van Buren County prosecutor for charges. So like an old man, Walter White. Who knows? Is he making it too? My God. One of the people who is being looked at as a hero during all the nonsense on the football field between Michigan and Ohio State is the sideline reporter for Michigan football. So you got the local guys that are doing the play-by-play. Let's send it down on the sidelines to Jason Avant. And he's on the radio. He's a sideline reporter. He had a great career at Michigan. And then he played in the pros for like 11 years. And then he got this gig, and he's on the field, and the goddamn Ohio State players grab the flag. They're going to go wipe their ass with the flag, the fucking Michigan flag. But he says, fuck that shit, and he gets the flag back. Ohio State players looking at him like, God damn, he's pretty tough. And that's kind of what they talk about here, because I guess he's still in shape. Video shows Ohio State's Jack Sawyer sprint toward the group of Michigan players, push past police, and eventually rip the flag from the pole before storming away. Another Ohio State player had it and tried to walk away with it. And then Jason Avant stepped in and took it back. He's in his third season as a sideline reporter. He saw this flag fall into the wrong hands. Quote, I saw a dude with a Buckeye jersey with the flag, and I was like, hey, what is going on? I didn't see the flag plant. I didn't see the confrontation. I just saw the guy with the flag, and I was like, let me get this back. Avant said by the time he landed back in Ann Arbor, he had 75 new messages on his phone and gained about 5,000 new followers on social media. He said his former teammates are now calling him the Flag Man. I looked at the video and I was like, oh, they were trying to push me out. I don't think they knew, oh, he's a former player. He's still in shape, Avant told the news. Michigan and Ohio State were each fined $100,000 in that catastrophe. What a shit show. Linda is not having any of this. She says, that's a great idea. I need Michigan toilet paper, too. Jeremy says 1.6 pounds of meth sounds like a lot to me. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's felony trafficking, big time. Nick says, actually, I did listen to EZ filling in for Huge. I shut it off after all the commercials and downloaded the podcast version later. You're not kidding. We don't have the patience for radio anymore. I do the same thing. Like if I'm riding around listening to my voice tracks on Big 101.3, it'll be like 10 minutes. I will say this. Commercial breaks on the Insane Asylum are about 3.5 minutes. They do not oversaturate with commercials. I think, let's see, top of the hour news. And then you have two stop sets of commercials. You're looking at maybe 7 minutes an hour. Jeremy says $100,000. I sure hope those schools don't go bankrupt. Yeah, right. I'm guessing not. All right. Hello to Frank Fuss. I just talked to him yesterday. He helped me get my insurance in play for next year through healthcare.gov. I also added vision insurance. He takes care of all those things. If you want to make sure that you have the right setup for your healthcare through healthcare.gov, or as it's known as Obamacare, you need to reach out to Frank. And you do that by going to buyinsurancehere.com and filling out the form. Frank will get back a hold of you, and then you can get started. He specializes in helping customers navigate healthcare.gov, and he does it for no cost. Everything Frank does is free. He is paid by insurance carriers. He is a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker. He'll help you with what I just mentioned. Not to mention, he'll help you if you or someone you know or love is getting ready to take advantage of Medicare or get on the Social Security train. He can help you with that. And he can get you into a fantastic life insurance policy. All you need to do is reach out to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com. I've got a realtor. Pardon me. I've got a mortgage expert. I'm about to have a realtor. About to add a new sponsor in the coming weeks who sells homes for a living. But when you want to buy that home, it's time for you to get the mortgage. And to get the mortgage, no matter where you are in the U.S., I want you to call the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. If your home needs a new roof, we got a guy. We got a team. The Werner Roofing Team. W-E-R-N-E-R. Roofing.com. It is Linda's pal from back in the day, Chris Werner. And you can check out WernerRoofing.com. Not Warner, Werner. W-E-R-N-E-R Roofing.com. And reach out if you're in West Michigan about getting a new roof, maybe a metal roof, perhaps siding or gutters. They do it all. Fill out the form at WernerRoofing.com to get started today. Or just call them at 616-844-5382. I'm out of gas. I think we're getting a taco nap today. Let's get into the asshole of the day. Who was it yesterday? I think I know who it was. It was the people who did the pepper spraying. Today's asshole of the day is Wombat Pat for wishing death on someone, cancer death. That would be me. You are the asshole of the day, you sightless fuck. Thank you for being here. I'm going to crash, and then I'm doing Who Are These Broadcasters with Christian, and then I'll do the Patreon. So this is a late day Patreon day. All right. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you down the road. You are a fantastic bunch making it happen for me. I appreciate that very much. Till next time, thank you, and bye-bye.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.